No, because I know what y'all trying to do. Here's the thing, okay? I've always had the personality.
Yeah.
You know? And I'll always have the personality. But I won't always have these looks, baby. One day, I'm going to be old and wrinkly. My tits, they're going to be sagging to the floor. So more the reason I'm going to cherish my looks now, bitch.
Okay. First off, your personality is annoying. The only reason why guys put up with it or lie and say it's a cool, quirky personality is because they want to fuck you. When you don't look like this anymore, you'll find out the truth that your personality actually fucking sucks. And what do you consider cherishing your looks? We know, getting fucked by a bunch of random chads. The best thing you could have did with those looks is lock down a decent man at a young age and have his kids and get with his program. So he can be there for you and take care of you when you old and fucking annoying. Which is a bad deal for him, but good deal for you. And you think somebody's trying to insult you. No, the guys in your comment section are actually trying to help you. But you're a dingbat, so you won't listen.
Men be like, humble yourself. No. Literally no. Because when I'm 90, no one's going to be telling me I'm pretty. I have a window, okay?
A decent man would have told you that. If you would have locked him down instead of fucking a bunch of random guys.
And I'm well aware of it. And I'm okay with it. But don't tell me not to cherish it. Don't tell me not to cherish that window. I'ma soak it up. I'ma soak it up.
Ball grabbing motion. Your face is gonna soak up the... Anyway. Look, she's saying she don't got a problem with it now because she's still young and cute. I guarantee you, when that attention start to fade and her life start to spiral out of control, oh, she gonna care. I guarantee it.
I am pretty. I am pretty. You can't tell me I'm not. You can't tell me I'm not. I will be enjoying these years while I have them, and no man can tell me otherwise. Just
enjoy it. 15 to 25, or I'll just say 15 to 30, great. Have a fucking ball. But from 30 to 75, that's a long 45 years. But most women don't think for the future. Look, I'm cute now, so fuck it.
So you don't waste your time. I'm not the girl you can bully into hating herself. Not me.
No, nobody has to bully women into hating themselves. 90% of women on this earth hate themselves. That's why they can't walk outside without putting a fake face on. And all this fucking costume, jewelry, and fucking outfits and all that. Yeah, they hate themselves. And then when they get 30, 40, they pumping shit in their face, getting surgeries and stuff. That's somebody that hates themselves. Nobody has to bully you into that. That was already... in your DNA when you was born. Most of them.
Call the police for me.
What's going on?
He ran me over and jumped on the hood.
Yeah, women see getting a bunch of messages from guys as a badge of honor. But can you lock down a man you actually respect? And would actually be proud to brag about and tell all your friends and family about? Can you get a commitment out of him, though? Forget the hundreds of guys in your inbox that you don't want. That don't mean much. It's ugly fat bitches with that. Can you actually get the attention and commitment from the guys you truly want? That's what's impressive for a woman.
When I come back, I'm gonna be a baddie.
Why
was it the knife? Was it injections or was it hard work? Let me know in the comment section.
And why did you and your first husband divorce?
Who filed for divorce?
Who filed for divorce?
It was a mutual decision.
Who filed for divorce?
It was me.
Who filed for divorce? Who filed for divorce?
I can't necessarily.
Who filed for divorce?
I did.
Thank you.
It's kryptonite. Accountability is kryptonite. And they'll sound as ridiculous as they need to not have to accept accountability. They know they keep saying, they know how ridiculous that is, but they don't care. They'll do anything other than admitting to doing something wrong.
One consistent things I've heard from my female friends is that terrible men seem to be everywhere, whereas good men are rare to find. This is quite an interesting contrast to my worldview, because most of my guy friends are decent people and in happy relationships. After thinking about this for a while, I realized that this actually makes sense, for a few reasons. Desirable, single men will be taken out of the dating pool at a much higher rate than undesirable single men. So in the pool of single men, the good ones will be outnumbered by the bad ones.
That's bullshit, and we all know it. When women are young and hot, they don't want the born safe good guy. And the women who do see the value in the so-called boring safe good guy, they snatch them up between the ages of 15 to 23. And they get married or don't get married, they have kids and live happily ever after, to the extent that you can live happily ever after. So it's not that good men are hard to find. Women don't want to find good men. And by the time they do want to find good men, they old and fucked up or mentally fucked up. And wall smashed.
I've never had success with women. I've always been an awkward guy, and started dating at age 26. After I made changes in my life, I started working out, picked up hobbies, and forced myself to meet people.
Off top, great job, man. Great fucking job. You wanted different results in life, and you went out there and made the changes to get the results you wanted in life and to see the changes you wanted to see in your life. Look, guys, I can't stress this enough. This is what you need to do. Every day you wake up is a chance to change something in your life that you don't like. You got to put in the work. It's going to be uncomfortable, and that's why most people don't do it. So shout out to this guy off top.
I really like this girl at work, and she told me that she doesn't mix work and personal life after I asked her out.
And off top, I can tell you that's bullshit. Because if some hot guy that she was really into tried to ask her out, she would totally be down for it.
What hurt me even more is that she told a few people, who went on to tell me she's out of your league. Which is fair enough. I was okay and fine with it, until I found another a couple of months later that she's seeing a guy from our office.
Told you.
I probably have no right to be mad, but I was. I felt so frustrated and hurt.
There's no such thing as leagues the way I see it, because to me a bitch is just a bitch. So from the perspective of a man looking at a woman to date, never see a woman as being out of your league. Because guess what? Rihanna in her prime, just another bitch. She might look cute and she make money and she's a famous singer, but she get her period every month too. She have mental breakdowns just like every other chick. She gonna gaslight you just like every other chick. She gonna bring chaos to your mental state just like every other chick. So no chick is out of my league. I don't care how pretty she is, how successful she is, how rich her parents is. Because you're just another bitch. Just because your head blew up don't mean I'm feeding into your hype.
And recently I've been meeting a few girls who actually like being around me and don't take it as a joke that I'm asking her out. And now she thinks we should go out for drinks, etc. I'm just so shocked and bemused by this behavior. Why the sudden interest? And if these girls reject me, will she once again find me unworthy?
Yes, because it's all about social status with women. If you're socially awkward and people don't really like you, you're kind of weird or whatever, no, they're not going to fuck with you. You could be a handsome guy. You could be a cool person to be around when, you know, you open up. But no, they need that social proof. They don't want their social status to go down, which is shallow and superficial and bullshit, but hey, that's who most women are.